This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A big storm has brought some much-needed snow to the high country. Some parts of the mountains got more than 2 feet of snow, most of it Friday. It's still pretty slick out there, so be careful as you navigate mountain roads. The storm gradually fades out this morning before another system brings even more snow to the high country Sunday. No white Christmas for Denver, but a really nice day. Sunny skies and highs in the 50s today. At least 15 United Airlines flights out of DIA have been canceled today, with some already canceled for tomorrow. That's on top of at least 25 United cancellations at the Denver airport yesterday. The airline says it's dealing with a spike in coronavirus cases that's affecting flight crews and other operations. Between energy use, food, Christmas trees, and other things, Coloradans waste more during the holidays. Bob Lilienfeld is a sustainability consultant in Broomfield.
We waste a significant amount of stuff, you know, every day of the year. But between Thanksgiving and New Year's, we actually waste about 25% more stuff.
Lilienfeld says people should do things like use energy-efficient lights, lower thermostats a few degrees, and recycle gift wrapping paper whenever you can. And Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater will not play Sunday against the Raiders. He's recovering from a concussion, so Drew Locke will take his place in this battle of longtime AFC West rivals. You're listening to CPR News.